What's going on, everyone? Welcome into the 83rd edition of the Tuesday Track Talk podcast featuring your Three Stones pick crew. I'm your Jackman Kel.
I'm your Tire Changer Cam.
And I'm your Gas Man Cam.
We've got more of a dirt episode for the dirt racing people. So we're going to talk a little dirt racing. We're going to talk Cup Series at Kansas, break a little news, nominate a Wheelman of the Week. Look ahead to what's on the coming schedule, and we'll go from there. So that's kind of the agenda for this episode. But, fellas, how have we been? It's been a week now.
Good. Got to have brunch with Ma this morning, obviously, as we record here on Mother's Day. Great weekend otherwise. There was a ton of racing, and as we'll talk about here in a little bit, there's a ton of racing coming up this weekend as well as we get closer and closer to what feels like the biggest weekend of the year racing wise, and that's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good catch though. If you're seeing this as this comes out, happy Mother's Day to all of the moms. Cannot forget them and their special day. So good call on that as well. So no, been good.
Go ahead.
I got to head down to Darlington, open up for the first time of the season. So I head down to the support your local short tracks. We don't say without doing it. So I head down there on Friday night. They had their season opener. So Hot Lap started at 6:45. They had six classes. I was out the door by 9:45.
Nice.
So efficient show. $12 to get in, $3 Busch Lights. Cool little season opener for them. So they're off and running for the year, finally. So.
We're ready to call you boys in. Got the old Pontiac G6, and thankfully I had it parked. But had the old flat right rear on the bad boy, so almost had to call pit crew in, get that thing jacked up. But probably couldn't have jacked it up just based on the frame of that bad boy. She's on her last leg. And had you guys threw the jack up there, she might have been in the floorboard of the back seat. So thankfully it's a slow leak. Because I put some air in it and it's been holding air pretty steadily. So anyways, that's my entertainment. Almost needed the pit crew, and that'll cost me probably $40 to hopefully just do some patchwork on that. But
yep.
Other than that, some good racing all week last week across the board.
Yeah, so speaking of racing, let's go ahead and jump into this. Couple season opener, track opener, all kind of falls in one. Full Racing Night in America gets their season kicked off, and they headed to LaSalle. So kind of a reopening for them. Track's been closed for a while. They revived the place and brought it back, and wow, did that place produce some badass racing. That was quite the event they had there. Troutman led like the first 26 or so. They had a caution. He kind of got caught up on the cushion on that restart, and he kind of fell back. Really, the only other caution was Bronson. He pounded the fence right on the front stretch. And then that last restart, it was single file. And when you have Bobby Pierce starting on the pin on a single file restart, good luck.
Yeah, and I feel like good showing for Bronson until the wall reached out and grabbed him and did some damage to that car. For good showing for him, but I feel like this is just the we could probably talk about him every single race. It's just the Bobby Pierce, just the slow, methodical. Well, not all the time is it slow methodical, but just a Bobby Pierce performance where he just picks them off one at a time slowly.
Yep.
Goes where they aren't, and then all of a sudden it's like you don't realize where he is until he's got his right front either on the inside of you or his left front on the outside of you, and it's too late to block his lane. So, and then like you said, once the 32 gets out front, you gotta have just an absolute piece to catch him. So, but good run
That's
for
one.
Troutman.
Troutman led a
Good,
good chunk of laps.
yeah, good portion of laps for him that in that team. So,
That is that's win number 12 already on the year for Bobby Pierce.
The other thing with that too is they had, I mean, they had a ton of cars. A lot of guys took advantage of the World Outlaws being off and Lucas Oil running later in the week that they hit on that full week swing. And I mean, there were some, when there's big paying races, first off, Flo is paying out 20 buck, 20K a week or a night to start with. And obviously that led up to Falls, which we'll touch on here in a bit, but the Fairbury race at the end of the week. I mean, just talk about everybody just traveling with each other, essentially.
That, and it's kind of a cool deal with Flo having the, there's 10 events, but they take your eight best. Figure your point. So if you have a bad night at one of these places, it's your get out of jail free card type of thing where that can be your throwaway night. Or if you miss an event, that can be your throwaway in terms of that part of it too. So, but yeah, LaSalle, that place produced. And what a hell of a way to open the track. Bring in that field of race cars and that caliber of guys to come in and just, we're back.
I think that was a video too. Cool setup. I'm pretty sure it was that track. Cool setup with the, I think it was the back stretch, the bleachers that you could turn around and you could look, and then you could see haulers and all the cars parked just the road. So kind of cool setup to be sitting on the back stretch and not only that racing on one side of you, but to turn around and you got all the haulers and cars in pit road right behind you and just the road. So cool setup. And yeah, like you said, good to have tracks opening up instead of the other alternative.
Yeah, for sure.
You
Cool.
know,
Any
if
thoughts?
I was gonna say to touch on those other two Castrol Flow races, Spoon River Speedway and Lincoln Speedway, it's with that bigger field, you're gonna have a real different contender winners with Davenport and Devin Moran getting wins on the year as well. Focusing on Devin Moran one, obviously he had a hell of a year last year. Is he on that verge of being a top contender for especially the Lucas Oil Championship this year?
Absolutely. That dude's locked in this year. Winning races, lead laps early. So he's kind of a, he quietly goes about his business. That's the thing about him, is very quiet and you don't really notice, and then all of a sudden he's there and it's, oh, he won the damn thing, So cool. Any final thoughts on LaSalle's reopening before we had to jump into Fairbury?
No.
Cool. Let's go ahead and jump
No.
into Lucas Oil series at Fairbury. So I'll kick it to you guys first. Where do you want to start with this one?
I don't know if you guys got to watch it or not, but Brandon Overton started out front, led a good chunk, first little bit of that race, and Davenport took over. Long green flag run. So it was a 60-lap race. We went 49 laps before we even had a caution, which Fairbury is pretty miraculous that they went that far.
Yeah, no
Between the
kidding.
action that was going on, especially for sec, I mean, between second, third, fourth, and fifth. Yeah, second, third, fourth, and fifth. The fight that was going on there, because JD had checked out at that point. But the action that was going on between them guys, right up until that caution, you needed a cigarette. And that comment came from when David Donald McIntosh, or yeah, Donald McIntosh spun. He spun towards like the middle of the front stretch. You see a truck driver sitting on top of the truck, just grab a cigarette, just light it up.
Oh
Right, I
my
mean, it was right smack in the middle of the camera. There was no panning away from it or anything. And the
God.
guys kind of went with this. Like after watching that action, you're gonna need a cigarette after watching that action going on. I don't
Oh
smoke, but I might have to start.
my God. Yeah, no shit. Oh my God.
But
Yeah.
obviously that grouped everybody up, and Davenport not having won there in so many years and being the lead for that one, I'm sure didn't want to see that caution come out. And then him and Sheppard just went at it.
Yeah.
Put on a clinic of a race. I don't know if you guys got to see it, but
Yeah.
No, in front, I saw two, I 2 points is one, just felt like obviously Davenport is top tier driver, but it felt like, obviously he's got top tier equipment, but a car on that track, it just felt like he could drive that thing wherever he wanted to. He could run it right around the bottom, around the tires. He could run it through the middle. And he was picking them off on the, which is unlike Jonathan Davenport to go on the top shelf to get that thing to the front. And it just was, once he got up there, I know he doesn't have a rear view mirror, but the stick man was doing his job telling him where to run because he was making that thing 3 lanes wide. Yeah, it was class of the field. And like you said, though, when you win a race like that and at a track like that, you're going to have to go through Brandon Sheppard and Bobby Pierce, to get that done. And he did that. And, solid run that was up there to the inside of Davenport there for a little while was Bruning. Good run for him, finishing fourth. And, just love his paint scheme too, the black and gold, sharp looking car. So, no, Fairbury is a lot of fun.
Yeah, that place is tough.
Fun to watch and fun to race on the World Outlaws game. I haven't done in a while.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about Fairbury, I mean, those, when you look at the guys that JD had to hold off, you're talking guys that are really good there, particularly Sheppard and Pierce, both historically have been damn good. So good to see JD back atop the podium again.
I was going to say to the second point that I didn't finish is, I mean, I don't want to lose the PG, but on where did he, was it Spoon River that he went a little belt to, you know what, to win that race. And then he does it again on Saturday night. Like, we know how quickly you can turn a season on its head. And when he ticks off two of them the way he did this week, like,
Look out.
everybody else better be trying to get a step ahead because if not, this could be the stretch of misery for the rest of the field.
Absolutely.
Shepard gave him a run for his money, though. He fell back at the beginning of the race, fell back to eighth before he kind of started picking him off. You want to talk about riding the boards on the outside of the track. I mean, that right rear fender was should have been gone basically by the end of that race. He
Go ahead, sorry, I
was gonna
interrupted.
say he used that wall to catch Davenport, slid him going into three to take the white flag. Davenport crossed him over, kind of put out a blocking clinic, blocked low, and kind of slid with Sheppard in order to secure the win for that one. So they put on a clinic. Sheppard respected it. Guys, just two guys that have a ton of respect for each other and done a lot of racing themselves, fighting for the
Absolutely.
win.
I don't know how accurate it is, but I was going to say this. And sometimes when I get ripping on the boards there, they like slide it up like almost to the edge of four, and then they like hit the boards and then they like go. You don't know what it kind of looks like? Kind of looks like some of those cheaters on iRacing that are racing dirt and they intentionally hit the wall to get, a little extra boost going off the straightaway. That's what it reminds me of sometimes when these guys are running the top shelf. It's like they hit that certain point, right, coming right out of the corner, and then it's all of a sudden it's like down straightaway they go. But yeah, they were. Shepard had a good piece, and like you said, Davenport had that thing. He could make that thing as wide as he needed to.
Absolutely. Well, any final thoughts on Lucas at Fairbury before we touch on the cup race?
Good race. Obviously, look forward to the PDC later this year.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and jump over to the cup race at Kansas. So we had both the trucks and the cup series at Kansas, but we're going to kind of dial in on the cup race. So Where do we want to start with the storylines of this race today?
Larson doing Larson things.
Yep.
And hell of a way to, I guess, wrap up the cup stuff before he does kind of really focuses in on the IndyCar side of things.
Yeah, gave himself a little insurance policy here for the next couple of weeks is basically what he did.
Yeah.
A little bit of, yeah, we're still good. We're gonna be all right for a little while here. Just hang with me. Man, I mean, pretty much flexed on him the whole day, let's be
Yeah.
honest. I mean, at
And
one
he
point I was looking and it was like he had led 113 of 130 some laps or something. Like he hardly let didn't lead any. There for a little bit, so it, man, he just put a whooping on the field for a while.
Yeah, I mean, also the fact that the runs kind of tightened themselves out where right as he was starting to get kind of rough late in the run, it was either right at the pit cycle or caution comes out or it's the end of the stage or whatever the
Yeah.
case may be. So, I mean, he had everything going for him, essentially.
Absolutely. Somebody that had another rough day. The result doesn't show the speed he had, but Brad Keselowski
Yep.
running second, blown right rear, and that ends his day. I mean, that result doesn't show the speed they had, unfortunately.
Dude, another DNF.
Yeah. His season best finish, I did catch that today. Season best finish this year is 11th. Just
Dude, and
what's
that's the one time he gets, I feel like this is the one time he had speed to actually. Shit, I mean, I feel like this is the first time he's been on TV for actually racing this year.
right.
First time he made the broadcast for racing purposes, and then he does it. And I'm not sure if the old Fox boys were asleep in the booth or what, but just watching, and he's got that thing plowed up in the wall in one smoking, and he's almost on the backstretch before they said, "Oh, Brad K's in the wall." I'm like, "Yeah, he was in the wall going into one, but you guys caught it sooner rather than caught it later." But yeah, just and yeah, I don't know what Brad K and Kyle Busch did to the racing gods, but they did something because they are, I feel like they're cursed.
Right side for RFK though, with obviously Keselowski showing speed, and then Priest and Busch are both showing speed as well, especially Priest coming from P30 all the way up to seventh. And it was fighting up there in the top two or three there for a little while too.
It made that, I know we have talked about him, but had he not had the DNF last week? Was it last week that he got the DQ? Dude, this guy is just ripping. And I'll pose this question to you. Is a little, do you think a little bit of the ownership responsibilities and duties are affecting Brad's on-track performance? Do you think
No.
his focus is a little bit, do you think he gets pulled, you know? He's got other thing as a team owner that he's dealing with that maybe he can't put all his eggs into showing up with a fast car every week and trying to get out of 32nd in points.
My answer is going to be no, because the other cars are showing speed.
I agree, and I just think that with him in the position that he's in, yes, he's the owner, he makes a lot of calls. But he's got people in charge to make a lot of calls within the organization as well, where he
Yeah.
can still focus in on as a driver, be there where he needs to be as a driver. And again, he showed speed today. He's just, honestly, he's just got a lot of dumb luck,
Yeah.
is what he's got.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't know. I mean, very promising day for them. collectively, or again, results don't necessarily show it, but that RFK group, like, hats off to them. They brought some fast race cars to the racetrack this weekend.
Another
So,
guy, since we're on the topic of showing up with speed, Josh Berry coming
yeah.
shotgun on the field.
The 21 flexing a little speed on an intermediate. I figured he'd be decent. I was thinking like the 8 to 15 range. Oh boy, ran in the top 10 quite a bit. Like consistently was running around that like 4 to 7 range all day. So I again, that's another program. Good for them. You know?
And I think him and Priest are the two glaring points of. I feel like you can't always put it on the driver for the situation for the on-track performance, because you look at Josh Berry last year and Priest last year. You know, sometimes I feel like everybody throws it on like the driver for, you know, not performing, but sometimes a change in the crew chief, the team, manufacturer, whatever it is, can make a world of a difference for the driver and the team. Like Wood Brothers, they were, don't like saying no disrespect, because then the next thing I say, you know, is going to be disrespectful. But Wood Brothers is finally relevant again. I know they won a race last year, but
Luke.
that happens once every time the moon is black, which never happens. So yeah, I don't know. For Barry and Wood Brothers is like, you know, the pairing, whatever they have going on, sometimes the change is for the better. And I just think sometimes you can't be so quick to write people off, because you know it was pretty easy for everybody last year when Priest wasn't getting invited to driver meetings to write him off and say this guy sucks. And he comes over to RFK and one change with a different team, and that guy is ripping.
And these are, we're talking about your sixth and seventh finishing cars in Josh Berry and Ryan Preece. I did not have that on my bingo card for this year.
If you really want to throw another one in the pot, Chase Briscoe finished fourth.
Very quietly, to be
Very
honest.
quietly, P4.
All of a sudden, he was there.
I heard an interview with him earlier today on the radio saying that this is where they really were going to be able to show their stuff. This is where they felt like the true chess camp comes in with being on the intermediate tracks. He felt like this was the track that if he's going to show his stuff, this was it. And he's run good here in the past with SHR. So he likes Kansas as a driver. But now that he's essentially got the equipment behind him.
And throw those three all in a hat too, and to think we're at what, race 15 of the year?
This was race 12.
Race 12. You can still argue that these guys are still getting used to the equipment they're driving with and the teams that they're working with. Like you make that argument, and they were talking about a little bit on the broadcast too with Briscoe today. Like he's still learning how JGR builds and prepares their cars and what he's going to show up with. He's still learning how to drive those JGR cars. And like for all three of them, like you can't help but think, dang, like they could. I don't know.
Multiple race winners or multiple wins this season.
And not only that, but you could look at, I don't know, round of 12, and then those three guys, you know, barking at the round of 8.
If you really want to look at it, point standings wise here, Briscoe sits 13th, Priest is 16th, and Barry is 17th.
They're all shaking a stick at it. They're in the ballpark. Let's not get this wrong. Like,
But this is that grind where this is where you make your points.
this is that
I can
stretch of
see.
the season where it can go really good or it can go really bad. and
I
there's really
mean,
no in between.
yeah,
I
let's
can
just.
see somebody that's in 15th that'll race his way out of the playoffs there.
You've got three races here coming up that are going to be huge.
Spin house, that is.
You're going to have three races that are huge points wise. The Coke 600 at Charlotte,
Yep.
Nashville, and Michigan.
Yep.
Then you got the road course, Mexico City. Pocono could be another one. So four out of the five races, coincidentally enough, four of the five prime races can
Yep.
be huge points wise.
Yep. Are
We priming it next week?
No.
No.
FS1 still has the All-Star race.
Yep. Yeah, because got to remember, they're having the deal with the Cars Tour on Fox.
Oh,
So
got it.
that's everything at Wilkes-Barre's on Fox. So we get those three guys that had really good days. Let's talk about a guy that just had another abysmal week. Kyle Busch. Again, none of his doing. I mean, shouldn't have probably been back there to begin with. But I mean,
What's the old?
as he says, clowns. Every single one of them.
And his other saying is, you race with the squirrels, you're going to get your nuts cracked. Hey, you want to mess around back there with the boys in the back half of the field? Yeah, that's what's going to happen to you.
Needs to have a conversation with Johnson, figure out where that golden horseshoe went.
Yeah, no kidding. God, it's bad. He's just, I mean,
Definition,
oh,
if he didn't have bad luck, he'd have no luck at all.
correct. So,
So,
I
yeah,
don't know.
I got, while we're on that topic too, and his teammate, the only time he gets himself in the broadcast too is when he's wrecking stuff too.
We're
Like
going to lap down.
that too, fighting for the lucky dog. Where does old RC even, like,
What?
RC is, we're not
He's
talking
good.
about them for, we're not talking about them for their on track product in a positive way. Like,
I don't think anyone is.
so, like, my question to you guys is, where did they go?
I mean, where do you even start?
I think everybody in the NASCAR world, I'd say everybody, but I would say the vast majority. If he dismissed the driver of the number three car, everybody'd be like, it's about time. Is that a fair statement?
Well, I mean, performance can justify that if you want to alleviate someone of their responsibilities due to sheer performance. You
Because my thought would
could
be,
argue that that's justified.
do you not think that they could throw Austin Hill in that car next year? And that could be,
Let's put it this
I
way.
just
It ain't
feel
going to get
like,
any
I just feel
worse.
like there's, if you made either one of them, if you put a different driver in either one of those cars, I feel like he'd get better results than what you're getting right now. We're talking about a team that was pinnacle racing for championships, winning championships, and this team has become a mudslide.
Since 2023,
Oh
and
boy.
including this year, average finish for the driver of the number three, 21.78, 22.56, 18.42. Had a total of 15 top tens in what would be, call it 110 races.
Holy Christ. Yikes.
Or sorry, it'd be a little less than 110. It'd be 90 some.
Either way, call it an even 100. You're still not even bat. You're batting just about 10%, give or take a little.
And then has two top fives in that same stretch.
Yikes.
One of them being that win that he got last year.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, when you say put somebody else in those cars, I don't, let's be honest, it really can't get much worse. I mean, a lot of times you're seeing those cars are running in the high 20s and high 20s near the 30s. Like when you're back to racing with Rick Ware Racing, like, eesh. Again, no disrespect, but
Disrespect them.
I did. But
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't know that. Like you guys said, buddy is, yeah, racing. I don't know.
someone
Maybe it
else
was the makeup that he had on on his Instagram story.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Someone else who struggled today. Very uncharacteristic as this will be a track for them. Tyler Reddick.
Yep.
P17.
23-11 just as a whole kind of struggled.
Yeah.
They have had history out of being good with obviously
Yep.
Wallace wrecking, Reddick struggling, Herbst just wasn't around. And when Corey Heim in the part-time schedule was your shining car.
Yeah. Yeah, especially for a track when you talk about Larson being dominant in a place like this, you feel like that goes hand in hand with Reddick as well.
Yep.
So, yeah, he was just, to be honest, he was just very middle of the road all day. Like,
You're
they just,
welcome. That was that was my race pick. It
yep,
was
they just kind of
45.
missed it.
45's been the 45 car's got a couple wins there. Bubba hopped in it and got a win there. Didn't Kurt Busch get Kurt Busch got one of the OG wins there in a Jordan car.
Yep.
Yep.
Reddick's won it,
But
obviously.
yeah,
Yep.
today was just working your tail off for not much to show for it.
Yeah. Someone who did get the ship righted this week, the nine of Chase Elliott.
Yeah.
Finally showing a little speed. You know, we had talked about it last week because they're just not good at all. But he showed speed. He kind of gave Larson a run for his money there at the end of stage two. Where did he finished 15th? Wow, felt higher than that. But ran in the top five quite a bit, got in traffic and kind of got themselves in a little bit of trouble there, but showed some speed. And then ultimately, we kind of had the cautions breed cautions on restarts, really.
Yep.
With the way Kansas opens up on the front stretch with the apron, you kind of had to know that restarts were going to be calamity, wild, I guess. Is that how you would describe it? But once we got going, we just ran to the end basically.
Yep.
So Hosovar had a tire issue late, but did not bring out the caution, so made it down to pit road, which is good to see. So, yeah, last question on the Cup Series before I jump into some news. Does that race product today put the track in the conversation for the championship rotation?
I say, I mean,
Today alone, no.
correct.
Okay.
But if you want to look at the body of work of a track, you'd say yes.
Okay.
Because of the product that track can produce, has the potential to
We're
produce.
looking at upside.
Yep.
I think we're sorry to interrupt you, Van Grohl. I think yeah, what you're saying is we're looking at upside. We can ramp it up and we can get a one of the best racing products in this car.
And
Kind of a
this.
roll of the dice a little bit. If when it hits, it's going to be dang good. When it isn't dang good, I mean, you're going to get a day like today, which is still good, but for what this track we know can produce, it's not.
And this track is not coming out of its peak either. It could be at its peak and it's just plateauing for a while, but it's not falling out of its peak.
Yeah, for sure.
What's the temperature going to be like in Kansas in November?
Back, who knows?
Correct.
It could be in the 60s or 70s. It could be in the 50s.
It'd be nice and
Would
cool and
there
really
be
warm.
snow?
I
I
mean,
don't
there's
know.
always a chance of it in the greater Midwest, but
Yeah.
you don't know. You just that's
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I liked the green flag stops. That was the interesting part of me. Guys could flip runs and stay out a lap or too long or short pit and draw the field in. So that part to me, I think when you look at it from a pure racecraft and strategy standpoint, that's the part that I enjoyed today. I seeing guys put tires on a lap or two earlier, coming out and get fuel and try to run long. That part to me was strategy wise was very entertaining. Oh, cool. Any final thoughts on Kansas?
I'm gonna say I was just gonna run the top 10 here real quick.
Yep.
So obviously Kyle Larson won that race, led 221 of the 267 laps, got all the points, including the fast time lap. So he maxed out on points today. Christopher Bell second, Ryan Blaney third, Chase Briscoe fourth, Alex Bowman fifth. Good run for him. Josh Berry sixth, Ryan Preece seventh, Chris Buescher eighth, Joey Logano ninth, and John Hunter Nemechek rounded up top 10.
Yep, for sure. Cool. Cam, any final thoughts
So,
on Kansas?
no, I just looked up weather averages in Kansas for November. Average high 55, average low 37.
Now you got to keep in mind here that we're talking early November for this.
Yeah, true.
Right. First weekend in November.
Correct.
Yep. Just telling you, it'd be a lot of grip. The whole motors would be making a lot of power.
No final thoughts. Like I said, good race, fun race, but
Not.
we're greedy, and so we're gonna want, especially when we know what that track can put on for a show. We're, as we always do, we're gonna complain, and we want more. But track Kansas is a fun track, just really is. So.
Cool. Well, we're gonna jump in here. We got a little bit of news. Pretty quiet this week on the news side of things, but a few kind of close to home for us. Cam, go ahead, fire away.
Yeah, this is a big one for me, saving me $40 a year. Slinger Super Speedway joins Flow Racing broadcast production on a multi-year deal, bringing not only weekly racing but the Slinger Nationals to Flow Racing. So, again, yeah, this is I text Kellen and I were texting. And I said
Yep.
Christmas in May. So. Huge deal for us. Again, this is like the value proposition on Flow Racing. Like, Flow Racing could email me tomorrow and say, "Hey, your subscription that renews this week is going to be $200." And I'd be like,
Take my money.
"Yeah, the Flow Racing proposition value proposition is just it. This thing is up and to the right now." So,
Yep.
yeah, cool news for us. Close to home. And again, I feel like Flow Racing is slowly but surely becoming a monopoly of where to watch or streaming for racing. And this is another step in getting a major asphalt event. So big news, not only for Slinger in the first year, new leadership under new ownership, but huge news for Flow as well.
Yeah, so Flow, real quick, Flow's got the Slinger Nationals and then the Slinger La Nationals of the South in the Snowball Derby.
Yep. Absolutely. We got two biggest asphalt late model races of the year.
Yep.
So, jumping into some other news, race DRT. So, Dirt Late Model Chassis, they kind of did a their house car kind of did nominations, driver nominations for the Dirt Late Model Dream. They opened up and announced that Dylan Thornton will be the driver of that car for the Dream. So, they also stated that they are looking at doing the same type of thing for bigger dirt late model events. So I wouldn't be surprised if you turn around and they're doing the same thing for the world as well. So kind of a cool deal there. Coming off of the truck race on
Hold
Saturday,
on,
the, go ahead.
did you see some of the names on there? Did you see when he posted the top 50?
Yeah.
Dude, he had some.
But we're adding them off because I don't know who they are.
Matt Sheppard, Emerson Axum, Brent Cruz, Jared Landers, Shannon Babb, Max McLaughlin, JJ Yealey. I don't remember. I don't know a ton of these names.
Keep list a
Let's
few
see.
more off.
Emerson Axum
Jackson
is
was an
Kyle
interesting name.
Steffens, Ryan Unziker, Parker Martin, Chase
Yep.
Holland, Trevor Gundaker, Kyle Hammer, Kenny Collins, Cody Evans, Andrew Raum, Dylan Thornton, Charlie Mefford. Like, dude, he had a wicked
Yeah.
Miles Moose. I mean,
Their top 50 prospects, as they're calling them.
yeah, so that was,
Shannon Babb, Jared Landers.
yeah,
Insane.
kind of cool deal actually too. Like,
Yeah.
not only that people can throw their name in the hat, but that he posted it and is open about it as he is.
For sure. Coming off the truck race on Saturday night, Lane Riggs, DQ from the race, bed cover issues. Did not fully see what the details were of that, but tossed them. See ya.
A
So.
little bit of F1 news here. The McLaren F1 team announced that Pato O'Ward will take part in the free practice one session at the Mexico Grand Prix later this year. He is currently the driver for their IndyCar team as we speak, and there's been a lot of rumors about whether he'll make try and make that jump to F1 or not. He'll get at least a chance to hop in the car later this year. And then on another track ownership side of things, a little close to the heart for me on this one, Ryan Blaney has joined the ownership group that is the Sharon Speedway. He will be co-owners with his father, Dave Blaney. I put Dale in here, but it's Dave Blaney and Will Thomas. Basically, his dad came up and said, "Hey, there's this opportunity. You want to do this?" And Blaney said, "Absolutely."
Nice. That's
So,
how it went.
pretty much.
Yep. Whoa. What other winners you got for us for the week?
Yeah, so I mentioned that there was a ton of racing. I'm going to try and get through this as fast as I can here. We touched on Casserole with Bobby, Jonathan Davenport, and Devin Moran as winners. High Limit Series, 81 Speedway. The race got canceled there for the Money Mid-Series, but later in the week, Rico Abreu won the Kansas City Clash, and then Corey Day won at Tri-City. Rico, there was a little conversation about the win that Rico had a threw a tough slider at Madsen in that race. He went out and apologized after that one, but yeah, good race there for them. ARCA Menards Series, Brandon Butterbean Queen gets himself another win on the year. Luke Soil, Ricky Thornton won at Farmer City. Looking at the World Outlaws, the first night of the Morgan Cup got canceled. Buddy Colfoid won the Gettysburg Clash at Lincoln Speedway earlier in the week. And then Anthony Macri won the big Morgan Cup night at Williams Grove. The Pennsylvania Posse and the World Outlaws are currently tied so far this year with those two races. Extreme Outlaw Midgets Jacob Denny goes on a tear. He won both of the races at Humboldt and 81 Speedway. Kyle Cummins also went on a tear this weekend. He won both of the USAC sprint car races, first at Bloomington, then at Tri-State. Let's see. Lucas Oil, we talked about Jonathan Davenport at Fairbury. Carson Hosevar was your truck winner on that one. NTT IndyCar Series at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Road Course. Alex Palou goes back to back in that race. Obviously, the last race before we go to the Indy 500. IMSA WeatherTech Series Team Penske Porsche continues their dominance. This time, the number six car wins that one. And then obviously Larson won at Kansas City.
Absolutely. A lot of good reason.
Yep.
All right. Jumping ahead. So we got Wheelman of the Week. I'm gonna hand that out today. We really kind of have three nominations for this one, and I feel like there's one that's gonna stick out. First one, Jonathan Davenport leads all 50 to win the Floor Racing Night in America, wins the night at Spoon River for 20 grand, and then wins and holds off Shepherd at Fairbury. Devin Moran also took the belt to the field. He led all 50 at Lincoln for the Floor Racing Night in America on Thursday night. And then Larson stinks to show up for the Cup race at Kansas. Votes are in. Nomination says.
I got Davenport.
Davenport.
Yeah, unanimous. That was my guy for today.
Two dominant wins the past week, and then you could argue Thursday, Saturday night was, I mean, just a loaded field. And then, like we said, to get a dominant win the way he did, put plus five on the night and make that thing three lanes wide. Solid
Absolutely.
week for him. Getting paid some mucho dinero last week. So,
Speaking of Floor Racing Night in America, Cam, you want to jump into some race previews?
yeah, let's get rocking and rolling here with some dirt late model stuff coming up this week. Flow Racing Night in America goes Tuesday at Marshalltown. Pretty sure that's a nice little bull ring.
Yeah, not too far from here, actually.
Yeah, gonna be action packed. Lucas goes May 15th to the 17th for three nights racing at Eagle Raceway. That'll be good racing for the Lucas Oil Boys. The World Outlaw Gang, they are headed Thursday, May 15th, to Raceway 7, and then Friday and Saturday to Marion Center Raceway, and then a little Sunday show at Bedford. So, four nights of racing for the World Outlaw crew. And then heading down to the southeast corner there, we got the Hunterfront Super Dirt Series on Friday at Sugar Creek Raceway, and then Saturday at Smoky Mountain Speedway. And then lastly, but not least, we got the Mars late models, and they are on Friday night. They will be racing at Quincy and Saturday at Highland. So, dirt late model racing is your cup of tea. We got a good week ahead of us for some really good racing across multiple different series. So, looking forward to that.
Yeah, continuing on the schedule here. Indy 500 qualifying. I know it's an odd one to do talk about qualifying, but qualifying will be this weekend with a lot of practice leading up to it. We'll have a preview of that coming out here this week as well, so be on the lookout for that. We also got a ton of wing sprint racing going on this week as well. Starting with the Woo Gang. As some would say, we're racing up in the land of the Canucks this weekend, actually. We're racing up in Canada. The World Outlaws are going to be at, I'm going to botch this hard, but I'm going to try it anyway. Weekend Speedway
Ashweken, yep.
on, let's see, what day is that? Wednesday and Thursday. And then they'll be at Cornwall Motor Speedway on Sunday, both of those tracks being up in Ontario, Canada. You also got the High Limit Series, and they're all over the place. They're going to be at Kokomo tomorrow, Monday, as we record here on Sunday. They'll be at Fremont on Wednesday. They'll be at Ransomville on Friday, and then they'll be at Utica, Rome, on Saturday. You also have the IRA Sprint Cars and the Badger Midgets in action. IRA Sprint Cars are going to be racing at Dodge County and Plymouth Dirt Track, and then the Badger Midgets will join IRA at Angel Park for their season opener this week as well.
Sunday night, right?
That is Sunday night.
Sunday afternoon, I should say. But sweet. Looking at your asphalt racing preview. So starting up here with us, Tundra Super Late Models get their season kicked off. They head over to Wisconsin International Raceway for their 6 grand to win show on Saturday the 17th. All-Star Challenge Series. They head to Golden Sands on Friday night. So the Pro Late Models are headed to Golden Sands. Mid-American Stock Cars and Midwest Truck Series. They are headed down to Hawkeye Downs on Friday night. So this coming Friday night, they will be down there for their feature events. ARCA, they head to Flat Rock on Saturday the 17th. Cars Tour Pro and late model stock cars, as we mentioned, are headed to North Wilkesboro as a part of the All-Star Weekend. And then obviously the trucks are there for their race on Saturday the 17th as well.
Add on to that, the modifieds will be at North Wilkesboro as well.
And then jumping over to the All-Star side of things, qualifying and pit crew challenge will be on Friday. Heat races on Saturday to set the field. And then the All-Star Open and race will be on Sunday after the mods go. So lots of racing around the All-Star Race weekend, along with what we kind of talked about in previous episodes. The new qualifying format, the lap number changes, and then this super awesome and gimmicky promoter's caution.
Dude, I
So,
do kind of love the not I do kind of love the format, the heat races on Saturday night, and then the along with the clash, like the last chance showdown right before the I do kind of like that format. It is, I don't know, gives us more racing. It changes it up. Heat races and the last chance race gives you that, short track feel, or true late
Gotta
model.
remember, this was the event last year that we had the old Rumble. This was the fight. Stenhouse
Oh yeah.
Cowboy. Yeah.
This was, I'm
Yeah.
pretty sure, the event last year too, which I was totally good with it when we were pushing off the start of the race for that helicopter to come landing.
Yep.
Yeet.
Yep.
That was last year
Well,
at
we
Debacle.
who will we see in the car to practice for Larson?
Yeah, who's gonna practice that thing?
I know somebody.
Who?
Rouse. Come on, don't laugh like that.
We'll see. I don't know what they're gonna
I
do.
would guess they would. I don't know. I would guess Allgaier.
Allgaier, Harvick, Carl Edwards,
Allgaier wouldn't be a bad one with Xfinity being off.
Bruce,
And
some Cup Series
yeah.
experience. Yeah, I
Yeah.
don't know.
Carl Edwards. Let's just stir this up a little bit.
Martin Truex Jr.
Hell, we just saw the guy last week, and let's put Mark Martin back in the car.
Biffle. The list is endless. We'll see what they do.
RC.
Oh, good Lord.
Could you
Van Grohl, you want to get us?
imagine him hopping in that thing?
Oh
Wow.
man. Van Grohl, you want to get us some race pick standings updates?
Yeah, so kind of a meh week for all of us. Buescher was the shining moment for all of us. Kel, you actually had a decent week this week. Cam, you were in second with Reddick, and I had Byron, which did not do me any good. Race standings as we go here. Cam, you're still in lead at 785. I am in second at 668. Kellen, you are in third at 638. After that one.
Closing the gap a little bit.
I know I had a terrible week in fantasy as well, but we'll let that just go for the time being.
Yeah, how about some race picks for this All-Star race?
Well, I get to go first here. I'm going to take the stupid obvious one here. I'm going to take Larson.
He's too busy.
Hold it off. Was it last year or 2 years ago? 2 years ago.
Okay. Damn, we got.
I'm gonna go safe bet. I'm gonna go Christopher Bell.
Interesting. So I don't think Logano will win it back to back.
There's
Give
another
me.
Ford car that's usually good at short tracks. In that same camp, but he's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, that motor thing is
Ooh.
scary.
Yeah.
Give me, he was your runner up a year ago. Give me Denny Hamlin.
Taking a short track guy.
Yep. So, what was your race picks? There's your race updates, the schedule. Talked a little dirt racing. Next week, we've got another guest lined up for next week. I'm excited for this one. I think it's a unique perspective.
Yep.
It's not a driver. It's not anyone really per se in terms of a series. But it will be a unique perspective in terms of it will literally be a new lens to look through. So we're excited for that. That'll be next week as a part of another special guest on the episode. So as always, as we like to say and do, support your short tracks, support your local racetracks, wherever they are at. Should be pretty much open and rocking for the year now. So make sure you get into your racetracks. Again, as always, we love interaction and comments. So if you're seeing this for the first time, like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell to make sure you know when all of the information comes out. But until then, we'll see y'all next week for the next episode of the Tuesday Track Talk podcast.